The show you're about to hear is a member of the Plains Talkers Podcast Network. To find out more, go to PlainsTalkersPodcast.com. Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Plains Talkers Podcast, the show by casuals for casuals. I'm your host, Will Benson, joined as always by my disgruntled Scrooge McDuck co-host, Aramis Perez. Aramis, sir, how are you tonight?
I hate everything. I hate everyone. I hate.
I pulled it off. I pulled it off. We were talking before the show, guys. A little bit of like inside baseball here. Those little intros I do with Aramis are almost always on the fly. I mean, I have a kind of idea sometimes I'll think about. I was like, just before the show, I'm like, I have no idea what I'm going to say. And Aramis was the one who's like, work disgruntled into it. I'm like, okay then. So that's why we have it. But before we begin tonight, we'd like to remind you that this episode and every episode of, oh gosh, let's try that again because I didn't mean to break gas on that one. All right, three. Before we begin, though, we'd like to remind you that this episode and every episode of the Plains Talkers Podcast is sponsored by Kerwin's Game Store. Kerwin's Game Store is New York State's premier source for collectible card games, tabletop games, miniatures, comic books, retro video games, and toys. With their clean, open gaming areas available to everyone, Kerwin's provides a fun and inviting atmosphere for new and experienced gamers alike. With locations in both Catskill, New York, and on the second floor of the Poughkeepsie Gallery in Poughkeepsie, New York, Kerwin's Game Store is 100% the best place in gaming. Now, they have a great website. It's a perfect time of year. They are still fulfilling, I do believe, for Christmas, but you don't want to wait too much longer. Go to KGS Online. That's KiteGoSamuelOnline.com and get 5% off on the online order when you use the promo code PlainsTalkers at checkout. We also want to take a second to recognize our rare level patrons, Steve, Spencer, Chiba Tank, Nurse Gamer BJ, Bell, Josh, Jonathan, George, David, Anthony, and Dragon D's Nuts, and Levi. We want to thank you guys so much for being a part of the show. We also want to shout out our Mythic Rare patron, Jake and Jonathan, as well as imagine dragging the sea across your face. And let's not forget our producer level patron, Jamie and Scoop. Listen, we could not do the show without these people. They really do keep the lights on here. We're so thankful for them. They normally get first dibs on Commander Craft broadcasts, which we do on Wednesday, but that's going to be some of the programming stuff we're going to talk about. They're still going to get that, but it's going to be a little different week this week. So we're thankful for that, but we're working on ways to get them more integrated in the show. We also want to remind you that we are proud to be the flagship podcast for the Plains Talkers Network. Our sister show, Cantrip Cartel, has launched. They're on Anchor at anchor.fm/Cantrip Cartel, and you can download them on most podcatchers. Hit them up on our Discord. They have their own channel area and everything. It's wonderful. We also want to remind you about our other show on the Plains Talker Network, Commander Craft. That is our Wednesday show where we play listeners like you using webcams and four-person commander on Spelltable. You can find out more at our website here, and they're going to launch a website soon. I'll give you guys the URL for that later. But Commander Craft will be here Wednesday night, 7 p.m. You don't want to miss it. But before we do anything, we're still in untap, upkeep, and draw, and I'm untapping a great thing tonight. It's Coke Zero again. I don't have beer. So, Aramis, sir, how the hell are you?
There is absolutely nothing wrong with Coke Zero. Coke Zero is fantastic.
You know what? The new Coke Zero is even better. Like, yeah. I do like the new taste on it. It
definitely, hashtag not sponsored.
Hashtag not sponsored. But they could. If you want to start sending me free cases of Coke Zero, that'd be great. But, yeah, speaking as somebody who's diabetic, I mean, you know, if it weren't for Coke Zero, I'd be drinking Diet Coke, and Lord knows nobody wants that action. How the hell are you tonight, sir?
Apparently I'm quiet on Twitch, if it matters.
You're quiet on Twitch?
That's what Jake is saying.
Yeah, you're always quiet on Twitch. Keep talking.
Yeah, anyway. But yeah, I'm doing good. You know, it's Monday. I'm still mad about Alchemy. I'm going to be mad about Alchemy for a while. They need to fix it. Like, yesterday.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Otherwise, super excited about this week. You know, we got stuff happening that we'll talk about later that I'm totally stoked about. And
absolutely. And that's going to come in our main two portion. I'm doing okay too. I mean, it was a nice quiet weekend. We didn't have the kids. Last weekend I got paid, so no kids. Kids are this weekend. But it was nice to kind of be able to relax a little bit. We still haven't decorated for the holidays, believe it or not. No tree yet, nothing. Well, we wanted to, you know, it's really the first year. Because Nicholas, when Nicholas went his freshman year, we decorated on Thanksgiving. But he was so sick that, you know, this is the first year we kind of had Nicholas at college. And I'm like, I don't really want to decorate. Isabel moved away.
TikTok, motherfucker.
Like, huh?
TikTok, motherfucker.
And we're going to do it this weekend, I think, once Nicholas and Matthew are here. So we're kind of jonesed on that. I do have a programming note I want to bring up. I'll bring it up later as well. The call-in show, which was supposed to be next week, we actually have to move that. I got an email from my bosses last week. They're like, hey, we're doing a Christmas party thing down here in New Jersey on Tuesday, and we'd like to have you come down Monday because it's been a year, and this way we can give you your review in person and just have you on site. You know, we'll put you up in a hotel. And then Tuesday you'll come and work and then go to the party and then drive home. And I was like, I love going to New Jersey. Don't get me wrong. So, yeah. So that's why we're moving the show next week, is that I think we tried doing the podcast from New Jersey and it didn't fly well. Or was that Commander Craft?
But I think we were able to make both work, but both of them were both sort of
shitty.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, but sure, okay, shitty.
Yeah, they were pretty crappy. So, and here's the thing. I think we could do it now a lot better than we could do it then, and I mean, I know how to do it a little bit better, but you're relying on hotel internet, and that's not the time for me to try to be playing around with Discord and getting the stage room right and all of that. I'd rather just make sure that we're in a really good, stable environment. So the call-in show is not next week. It has been moved to the 27th. Okay, we really hope you guys can attend. I'm going to put a poll in the thing and be like, how many people can't attend? Like, you know, how many? If it's a lot of people are like, hey, it's the holidays, I don't think I'm going to be on Monday night, then, you know, we'll talk about pushing it to New Year. But at the very least, I'd like to do it the 27th. And then, so next week, I think, is going to be our year in review podcast we normally do at this time of year. So we'll go over everything that kind of happened this year. If there's anything you guys want us to touch on, let us know. Because I've got to be honest with you. It's that time of year in Magic, folks. We kind of warned you about it, that, you know, it gets kind of dead. So, you know, we're going to do some of that. We'll do some Commander Craft stuff. But, you know, it's spend some time with your families, too. Jeepers. So.
Although, at the same time, it's kind of nice that it's quieted down, because this year was kind of a breakneck pace for stuff.
Yeah, and I don't think it's stopping anytime soon.
Oh, no. This train ain't stopping anywhere. If anything, they slammed that accelerator to the floor and then broke it.
Yeah, it's almost ridiculous. But we're kind of excited. So let's get into upkeep, and I'll tell you guys what's happening during the show tonight. Tonight on Main 1, we're going to do State of Standard. We're going to talk about White and Green, still kind of holding strong, but there is a new, you know, up-and-comer heading its way. Then we're going to kind of go into the announcements. And news, we're going to talk a little bit more about the dead horse that is alchemy, because that's just, you know.
I wish I actually could beat it with a stick.
Yeah, we're going to talk about alchemy a little bit, our reactions to it, our personal, what is the state of alchemy? Crazy, sir, yes. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and then we're going to go into combat if we have anything, and if not, then we're going to go to Main 2 and talk about the programming changes with Commander Craft, call-in show info, so that type of stuff. So, you know, let's go ahead, and again, this could be a shorter podcast tonight. We just wanted to get something on the air, or, you know, every time I've ever said this could be a shorter podcast, it turns into, like, you know, yeah, an hour or 20. But let's see how we do tonight. Let's go into Main Phase.
Main Phase.
All right, Main Phase. So, State of Standard. So, things are, I guess, settled. Again, we kind of hinted on it last week. I'm like, I'm not so sure Standard's going to be dynamic for as long as Arena's around, really.
Yeah, no, things are going to get figured out much more quickly. Things are going to settle much more quickly once they do.
I mean, you're still seeing a lot of control. If you look at the top 10 decks, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, out of the 10 are control.
Mm-hmm.
3 are aggro. 2 are kind of mid-rangey / combo-y. I mean, Izzet Dragons is kind of, you know, hey, I'm going to take your turns. But Yeah, it's gotten pretty. I mean, Mono White Aggro is still Mono White Aggro, and I'm not sure about that going anywhere. Mono Green is right behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But Mono White Aggro being, you know, cost of ownership being $60 less and being as reliable as it is, I can't see that going anywhere for a while.
No, it's a good, it's a nice solid deck. I mean, it's good to see, it's good to see white doing well.
Yeah. Well, you certainly don't see it do well in Commander.
They're working on it. They've been working on it.
So, Izzet Dragons is still sitting around. But the one that they're kind of talking about that's been kind of like the dark horse coming out of nowhere is Jund Control. Like, or Jund Minrage, Jund Control. Interesting deck list. It's built on, you know, pretty much Goldspan Dragon.
The
and
other
the
two
Spirit.
Ridiculous cards in Standard, yeah.
Yeah, but I think part of it is the fact that it's, you know, Infernal Grasp. I mean, it's a lot of removal. It's a lot of removal. At least this control variant. Jund Midrange. Let me check the Midrange deck here. Ooh. Jund Midrange looks a little bit more interesting.
A little more combat-oriented.
Yeah. Jaspira Sentinel, Magda, Werewolf Pack Leader. It's almost like they... It's mainly... It's almost more gold. No, it is a full Jund. There's a lot of black. There's a lot of green. I like mm-hmm. that. I like that. I like the. I like seeing a three-color deck do well. I got to be honest with you. An interesting deck. If you haven't seen the deck list, I mean, yeah, it's obvious that it wants to get Goldspan out as soon as possible, along with Asika.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Asika.
You know where this deck doesn't work?
Asika gets in the treasures, so. What's that?
This deck doesn't work in Alchemy because the Seeker's Chariot and Goldspan Dragon both got nerfed.
They're nerfed, yeah. So,
God, I hate that one.
The control variants are anywhere from Izzet, Dimir, Asorius. So it's every version of blue you can think of, and then Orzhov. So, Izzet, Dimir, Asorius, and Grixis, and then Orzhov.
The blue adjacent colors.
Yeah. So. You know, and they're all kind of living off of Piphany a bit. You know, Dimir control tends to be a little bit more tempo-based. It looks like Azorius control looks to be a little bit more removal. Grixis just looks to be like, screw off, I'm playing Grixis. You know, so I'm digging it, though. I really kind of like, I want to see a good control deck come out. It's just, these aggro decks get right under it, man. They get right under it.
Yeah, aggro's pretty good right now. And I mean, there's not anything necessarily wrong with that. I mean, the fact that it's not red aggro is interesting. I mean, we have green, white, and black aggro. Mono blue aggro only ever appears once in a blue moon, and that happened already back in Dominaria. So the fact that all of those are around and red is nowhere, that's
Dominaria.
Nice to see.
Oh, that's an interesting topic. Hold on a second. If I'm not mistaken, Dominaria Remastered got a little spoiled this week.
There was a leak, something about a domain name getting registered for a Dominaria Remastered. I don't know if it's going to be an arena thing or a paper
thing. It's got to be an arena thing.
Well, I mean, they did Time Spiral Remastered.
That's true.
And that was paper.
I don't see how you can do a Dominaria Remastered less than 4 years after it came out.
Like, well, I mean, most of the sets up until, what, Scourge? Took place on Dominaria.
So true.
There's a massive
so they could
there.
Actually just go and grab a whole bunch of different Dominaria cards.
The problem is the reserve list in that case. Because a lot of those sets are reserve lists as well. Because once they got to Mirrodin, that's when the reserve list kind of goes away. I'm curious to see. I'm excited to see what it is. I have a feeling it's going to be an arena thing.
Me too. Well, because it's Kaladesh Remastered. They already had it programmed.
Yeah, I don't
I
like
do
the,
believe Dominaria was already programmed.
we already have Dominaria in there, so maybe it will be a paper product, and maybe it'll be tied into the Brothers War and Dominaria United.
And then they'll do Ixalan's, you know, remastered. Yeah,
they'll probably do like an Innistrad remastered first.
Yeah,
because Midnight Hunt double feature doesn't count.
Yeah, but Ixalan is still in the arena already. Again.
That's why I don't think it's going to be an arena set.
Oh, I think it will absolutely be an arena set. I think Dominaria Remastered is mainly arena. I don't think Hasbro/Wizards has any interest anymore in paper. Like, you can't do. And I mean, we should. You know what? We'll pivot and main right to that. Let's talk about alchemy, because that's kind of like the big elephant sitting in the room on our coffee table, lit, where it's just kind of making it bow. The fact is, I mean, alchemy is, I think, exactly what Wizards wants it to be. Well, maybe not Wizards, maybe Hasbro. But definitely, you know, it is what it is. You know, I don't think Hasbro has any desire beyond Commander to do anything in paper. I really don't. I won't be surprised if standard sets go. I mean, they'll always have to have a standard set. I know that. But, mm-hmm. like, here's the thing. The cost of deploying something like in Alchemy, in Arena, versus the cost of deploying in paper is the difference between shooting a bullet and throwing it. You know, it's incredible to me. And Alchemy just, it's a very interesting thing. You know, it's, you know, and let, you know, yeah, we're totally going to get right on beating that horse. So, you know. What do you think? You're biting your tongue.
Yeah, I'm biting my tongue. As much as I hate Alchemy, I don't think it's going away, at least.
Oh, I don't either. In fact, far from it.
My hope is that they listen to the community that, outside of content creators, I have seen very few people who are actually happy about Alchemy. Like, I think the biggest complaints about Alchemy have been that you don't get redeemed for your wild cards, which I think is very legitimate.
And even the content creators that are all Pollyanna on this, there isn't a one of them that hasn't brought that up.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a thing.
That definitely needs to get fixed. I think that will get fixed eventually. The other part that I think needs to happen is I think they honestly need to split the queue in Historic. Give you an option to play Historic without Alchemy, because,
well,
I mean, because there's no place to play the cards that are rotated out originally in their original form if they were changed in Alchemy outside of Standard, because it's changed in Brawl, it's changed in Historic, and those are the only two other formats that are constructed in Arena other than Standard, and you have the option in Standard to play Alchemy or not. So,
and then what's this going to mean for reprints, okay? Like, Asika's Chariot would have been a great card to eventually reprint. Like, it's a good, powerful card. It's a good, powerful, you know, artifact.
Well, what'll happen is if it ever gets reprinted in a paper set, it'll be in the paper set, but it'll automatically be the Alchemy version.
We don't know that. Nobody has said that.
That's what's going to happen. If it's printed into a set that's not legal in Standard and it goes straight to Historic, the Alchemy version takes precedent. So if they ever reprinted Goldspan Dragon or Omnath, Locus of Creation, or Asika's Chariot, or Wizard Class, or all the other myriad cards they've tinkered with, if it's
only for Historic, I don't
think
they would do something like Omnath, Goldspan Dragon.
I don't think they will either, because it's been banned in format, so they're never going to reprint that card.
Right.
I'm just saying, hypothetical.
Right.
If any of the cards they've changed in Alchemy, if they ever reprint them in a set that goes straight to Historic, you're not going to get the regular version of that card. You're only ever going to see the Alchemy version of the card, but you'll still have to collect the four copies of that card because it has a different expansion symbol and it's in a different set. Therefore, you lose more potential rares.
Right.
Because it,
oh, no, I was talking like Asika's Chariot I could have seen being reprinted in paper someday.
Well, Alchemy is irrelevant in paper.
I know that they say this. My thinking would be this, though, okay? Them redesigning inside Alchemy, okay, means that they realize there's a design problem with that card. So
yeah,
I wonder if they would be tempted to be like, well, you know, what if we reprinted it with the Asika's Chariot?
That won't happen. What'll end up happening is that people will buy physical versions of the card, and if they don't know which one they're getting, that's going to cause problems in tournaments. It's different in Arena, where you click a button and it's automatically there for you. When there is a chance for a person to make a mistake and get the wrong thing in the physical world, you have to assume it will happen. So if Asika's Chariot ever gets reprinted in a paper set, it'll be Asika's Chariot, because Alchemy is a Arena digital only thing. Because remember, don't forget, in Alchemy there are cards that cannot work in regular Magic because of tracking issues, memory issues, whatever.
Well,
have
I'm not talking the alchemy done. Cards. I'm talking the rebalance cards now, obviously.
Yeah, but those are part of alchemy.
And I like what Jake is saying here. He says, my fear is alchemy is going to produce bad card design habits because cards are so easily fixed in alchemy, leaving paper formats left with possibly very broken cards. I think that's what we're going to see. I think that's why they did it.
What do you mean going to see?
Yeah. I mean, we've been seeing that for a while now. We're talking an Oko world. And again, Oko, I can forgive Wizards for Oko. I think Oko was a card that nobody saw the ability of that. And then when it came out, though, everybody's like, how do we not see it? You know, and even they said it. They were like, yeah, Oko, we just didn't test that.
Oko was a card that people, when they were reading it, they couldn't believe that it was as good as it was. They wanted to tell themselves that there's no way this card is actually that good. We're missing something.
We all slept on it.
But that's the thing, we hadn't seen that level of absurdity in a card for a long time. So when it showed up, people were like, "Nah, there's no way this card's that good."
And I think that's why when Omnath came out, we were ready. We were like,
Omnath was at a different level though. Omnath was on a
different
level. Everybody
looked at that card and said, guys?
Yeah, Omnath was a completely different beast. I mean, we got used to seeing all of those cards at that level, and now that we've shifted back the other way, we're like, oh, these cards are all, you know, whatever and
boring,
but that's fine. I mean, this correction doesn't seem to be an overcorrection. This seems to be okay, we're backing off. The pendulum's going to swing back the other way at some point,
right?
But
I think the Brothers War, if they're going to go, they're going to come out swinging for the 30th.
You would think so. I would like to see it.
Yeah. So, you know, and the reason we're kind of still talking about alchemy this week is I don't want to just kind of sit here. I mean, our opinions on alchemy are out there and they're well known. I kind of want to talk about alchemy as an abstract as far as the community goes, because I think this has shown a light on a few things. First of all, you and I were dead wrong last week about something. When we were talking about I don't imagine how any content creator could get behind this, boy, were we wrong. Because I thought, like, I've seen other content creators, a lot of the content creators I follow, like on YouTube and some of the, you know, podcasts, are, you know, they're all kind of sitting where we are, which is like, this seems like a horrible thing, and this is, you know, this is bad for Magic, blah, blah, blah. But I was amazed last week when I listened to some of the larger, more, I'm going to say, on Wizards radar podcasts, the kind of podcasts that get like the promo cards and they get to reveal cards from new sets. I'm not going to mention them by name, but yes. The fact is, I mean, you're looking at, I was listening to these podcasts. I listened to two or three, and the bigger ones seemed to really go a way I wasn't expecting with regards to alchemy. And it was almost, I didn't want to say laughable, but in some cases where I would listen to these casts, you know, where I'm a fan of these podcasts, what got me was it didn't sound like their normal stuff. In that they came out and they thought alchemy was a wonderful thing. They think this is good for Arena. This is good for Magic. Being able to fix cards on the fly is something we should have always wanted, and Hearthstone can do it, and this, that, and the other thing. This is my personal opinion here, and if this means Wizards never likes me, that's fine. I'm calling bullshit on that, personally.
I'm
calling BS on that, in that, here's the thing. One of those podcasts talked about the fact that Wizards brought a bunch of the higher end creators into a Zoom call where they kind of presented this like 2 days before. I'm sitting there going, $50 says in that thing, they're like, we need you guys to be positive about this. We need you to be on board. You know, you can be critical about it, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of them were. A lot of them were critical about certain things like the economy, the fact we can't dust, the fact that we can't. And Jake, this is me. Nobody has said that that's what Wizards said. I've just been in enough marketing meetings to know that if you have a meeting with a bunch of people, that you know, and you're presenting something, you're going to say to them, hey, you're content creators and we want you to say whatever you want to say, but we'd really like to encourage you to look at the positive on this because we need this to be successful. And there's nothing wrong with that. But, and so that's, you know, listen, you know what? I shouldn't even say stuff like that because I wasn't there. But I do know that there was a meeting. I do know there was a Zoom meeting. Arena Craft talked about it on their last episode, where the guy sitting there in Cobalt Go Blue or whatever his name is, he talked about it. He's like, yeah, we were all pulled into a Zoom call, and they showed us where this stuff was going, and the response was overwhelmingly positive. I'm like, huh. What are your thoughts on that? So that's why I'm calling bullshit a little bit.
I'm not to a certain extent.
Okay.
I can see a world where alchemy is a good thing. I can see. I'm not so, you know, obstinate that I can't see where this can be good. The idea of saying, hey, we designed this card. Whoops, it's a little bit too crazy. Let's dial it back a bit. Let's adjust this. Or this card's not quite as good as we were hoping. Let's tweak it, make it a little more powerful. I have zero issue in a digital game.
I agree with that.
I think in that regard, if you look at if arena in a vacuum, alchemy is perfect for it. I think where you run into an issue is that Magic is not Arena in a vacuum. Magic is Arena. Magic is Magic Online. Magic is paper. You know, it's these different game systems.
Right.
That all coexist in one big environment, and there's going to be a time where there's a player who's played mostly on Arena, mostly in Standard, Alchemy Standard, or Historic, which is, you know, now it's just Alchemy Historic.
Right.
They're going to go to a paper tournament for the first time. They're going to be playing with these cards, thinking that, okay, well, this is the printed version of the card, but that's not actually what it is, because in Alchemy, it's something different.
Right.
Not realizing that the card has changed or hasn't changed in that regard. You run into the problem already with Errata. I mean, the companions, right. They don't work as they're printed anymore.
Right.
They had to do that because it was such a big mistake.
That's
a situation where something like Alchemy would have been good if it was strictly a digital game. Like, listen, companions are fucked. We got to fix this. And this is what we're doing.
Whoops.
and that's fine. The problem is that, you know, it's not just a digital game. So the content creators reacting the way they do, especially the bigger ones, Wizards can suggest and do this all they want. Unless the content creator is directly sponsored or employed by Wizards, there's only so much Wizards can tell them to say that they'll go along with. In the end, that content creator has to make a decision for themselves and saying, okay, well, do I want to be honest with my listeners and subscribers, or do I want to just toe Wizards, you know, with their line about Alchemy? I feel like most of them have sort of taken a position somewhere in between, where it's saying, I'm saying, I can see where this is good. I think the idea isn't the worst idea. The wild card thing is a problem. The economy is a problem. The implementation of Alchemy is a problem. I mean, it's the way Wizards has done things / Hasbro. The way they've done things for a while now, where it's like, hey, here's this great idea. They just sort of puke it out onto the table and then sort of clean up the edges when they realize that, you know, it's a little bit, you know,
Jamie,
their implementation of this was flawed at best. And I think they need to listen. They need to listen to the people who have been making a lot of noise about this. And okay, yeah, some of them are people just screaming at the clouds because they're pissed off about something.
Because they're Wizard. It's Magic people. Yeah,
and
I get
Magic
that.
Magic players as a rule.
This doesn't feel like that though. And
it doesn't. I think Wizards needs to listen. And I think Wizards will listen to a certain extent. I think they will make adjustments to Alchemy. I don't think it's going to be as far as I would like, but I do think at some point they'll be like, listen, okay, we get it, and here's what's going to happen. If we change a card, we'll redeem your wild cards once.
Right. Here's the thing, or you give them the choice. I don't think you listened yet. I mean, you should go and listen to the podcast if you haven't. If it was sitting like that and sitting in this place of, you know, kind of middle of the road like you are and like I can be at times with this, I'd be okay with that. But especially the two I've listened to. I mean, I already called out Arena Craft. I'm going to call out MTG Goldfish, too. All right. They were so Pollyanna. So Pollyanna. I mean, everything. This is the best idea ever to come in the history of ever. It's the best thing that... One of them said it's the best thing to happen to Magic. I'm like, I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Well, you have to keep in mind, too, Where are they doing most of their content? Are they doing most of their content physically? Are they doing most of their content on Arena?
Everybody is playing on Arena these
days.
That's
the thing. If they're primarily on Arena, then it doesn't matter to them what this does in paper and what this does in MTGO, because right. Arena is where their listeners are. Arena is where their subscribers are.
Well,
they
want to cater to Goldfish as they sit half and half. Like they do a lot in MTGO, but they sit in Arena too. And again, I don't mean to call out other shows, but then you look at somebody like the Professor who has a very measured response to this, okay? And we know he's not in Wizard's back pocket; he's in Card Kingdom's back pocket.
He's not overall a fan of it, but he can understand why it's there.
And I can too. I think we all can. I think the problems are, but the problem that's just it. You can be on board with this, but aware of the problems, and that's where we kind of are. Okay, the problem is. You know, okay, I get it. Historic is your digital-only format that you created for Arena specifically. But it was created, really, because you didn't have a way to answer the question of what do I do now that my stuff is rotated.
Well, it's also an answer to the question of you guys are going to put Pioneer in here, right? And they said, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's just it. The Professor hit the nail right on the head. Here's how to fix it. You put Pioneer in. Because that's the main problem now. The problem that they have created by making Historic have to play these rebalanced cards is that there is no, if you want to use Arena to play Magic the way you like to play Magic, and there are some people that want to play Magic the way they like to, they can't in Arena now. They can play Standard, or that's it. Okay, because Historic, which was kind of enough like Modern / Pioneer to scratch the itch, and even Brawl was enough like Commander to scratch that itch, that it was okay, and we all kind of learned to love Historic for what it was, and Historic Brawl, too, in its own way. But what happened was, because they're like, it's our digital-only format, so F off, you know, we're going to make Historic what Historic is meant to be, and it's meant to be Arena's digital-only, so we're going to use the rebalanced cards only. That's where a lot of people's noses are bent out of shape. And unless they can get another paper-style format into Arena somehow, Modern is going to be way too hard. Commander would be harder. So it has to kind of be Pioneer. Mm-hmm. Unless they're willing to take those steps, Arena's going to have... It is. It's going to continue splitting the fan base, which I think is the real problem here.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got... We've discovered this last week. We talked about it. We kind of have two fan bases. You have the paper people and the Arena people. And for a long time, we all kind of meshed together, especially during the pandemic. But now it seems like Wizards is going out of their way to cultivate these two different markets, which, again, I understand that they want to do. But I say that it's bad for the community. And because MTGO is not a hot dumpster fire, but it's just hard to understand. But... And again, Jamie's hitting a point, too. He's like, would you guys be concerned with Alchemy cannibalizing Standard in that they will fix the meta on the fly in Alchemy, whereas Standard players have to wait for an official announcement? If Pioneer is added to Arena, would this negatively impact Paper Magic enough where Modern, Legacy, Vintage, Pauper, Commander would have to rely on third-party TOs to play their formats? Possibly.
There's already going to basically be third-party tournament organizers anyway. I don't see Wizards getting back into the organized play.
No.
Arena, for lack of a better term. I don't see them getting back into that unless it's like a consulting type of thing or saying, hey, we'll give you price support or logistical support, but we're not organizing this anymore. As far as Standard goes, I mean, they split the two queues. That's the one thing. And like I said, if they had done that with Historic and Historic Brawl, I would have been completely fine with the Alchemy update, because I have no interest in the Alchemy stuff. Standard is going to be is going to be what it is in Arena. It's going to be regular standard. If you want to stick with that, that's fine. It'll still be subject to the same banned and restricted announcements as normal paper standard. If you feel like, okay, this format's getting stale, and after 30 days you see the adjustments made in Alchemy, and you're like, okay, well, I kind of like this better, then you're able to pivot over to Alchemy standard and play with the rebalanced cards.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see if they ban a card in standard, what that does with the Alchemy version. I don't think the Alchemy version would get banned.
I think here's what people are mainly worried about. I think people are worried that they're not going to ban in standard.
Oh, they will, because again, standard is still a paper format.
Who's playing it?
It still fires off on FNMs. It still fires off. There's still tournaments that are firing for this, and the hope is to get back to paper in person events.
But those are probably going to be, you know, let's not kid ourselves. When we get out of this pandemic, paper events are not going to be standard. They haven't yet. It's modern.
There's been one event.
Yeah, it's modern or legacy or limited.
Well, and that's fine too, because those formats need love as well.
They do, and I can get behind that. But that's where I sit there and go, like, there isn't anybody out there who I could put a poll up on the Discord right now, and I think it would be 9 out of 10 would agree. Alchemy, or you know, Elrond's Epiphany needs to be banned. And like, that card is, I know now it's not. There's no way, because they can rebalance. And
I don't think Alchemy is the reason why it's not going to be banned, but that's fine.
Yeah. But I just. It's frustrating. It is. And I'm frustrated at the community as a whole. Because I don't need everybody to agree with me. Let me go out here, okay? There's a lot of I don't want to say garbage people, but there are a lot of actionable and excitable people in this lovely game we call Magic. Okay? And they're the first ones to call foul at anything. And there are a lot of negative Nellies. And we can be a little critical on this show. But the fact is, like, there is no, because of historic, and that's my problem. The same problem you have is what I have. My problem is, you're taking a choice away. You gave us this really great thing that we made, and we made it great because people embraced historic. Okay, people embraced it, and they made it this really special thing that kind of scratched the itch of modern / popper during the pandemic, and then all of a sudden, now they're taking it and saying, no, 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 you can't play it the way you want. You have to play it with these new rebalance cards, because this is our digital-only format, the same as this. Meanwhile, they're like, it was meant to be digital-only. Nobody was playing historic in paper. There were some smaller stores trying to play historic events in paper. I think it could have happened.
It couldn't have used the digital-only cards. And it would have been hard to keep track of which cards are legal in historic because of the anthologies, sprinkling in those cards from all these different sets.
But I just, you know, there are people out there that tried it. I think they screwed up. They did.
I mean, well, like, look how long and hard the community fought to get historic Brawl as a regular queue.
Yeah.
And we
it
got
took almost what, 7 or 8 months.
And we got ahead for like, what, 3 months? And they're like, oh, by the way, now it's Alchemy.
Yeah.
So,
and I mean, Jamie says too. He's like, "Wizards is really attack paper in my country. Most stores only play Commander due to lack of numbers for anything else. Even in the big cities, the people who would show up to play the modern events or the standard events have gone to Yu-Gi-Oh, Digimon, 40K, etc., etc. LGS in my part of the world has had to kick MGG to the side in order to survive, and I don't think Wizards has even noticed. You're not alone. That's not something limited to Europe. I think we're seeing that here as well." Mm-hmm. I think Magic events are firing in LGSs here, but not crazy.
It depends on where you go. It depends on, yeah. I mean, because the one problem that we have in the States is that every state has, you know, is allowed to do their own thing in regards to safety protocols and rules for gatherings and everything else. Like in New York, just today, they reinstituted a mask mandate for indoors.
Right.
And that's until, you know, January something.
Unless
you're requiring proof of vaccination, which
flights is. Yeah.
Which flights is. But in, you know, like say Florida or Texas or, you know, pick another state, it could be completely different. There could be no mask mandate, there could be no social distancing, it could be one or the other. And it's hard to say with a broad stroke that this is how it's happening here. what I can see is that I know Kerwin's is firing events. I know that they, I know that Flights is firing events. They each have their own way of taking care of their players as far as, hey, are you vaccinated? Hey, are you wearing a mask? Here's some hand sanitizer stations, da 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 da. I think part of the problem is that there's less interest in these events because there is no organized play.
Right.
That anybody can realistically attain for, you know? Whereas, like, in Yu-Gi-Oh!, Pokemon, Digimon, I know, like, Flesh and Blood, they have these professional... There's a circuit. There's tournament circuit. You can qualify for it. It's clear-cut. You can get to the pros. Whereas in Magic, unless you're, like, you got lucky and you get the at-large invite for being an up-and-coming streamer, you're not going to get into the Rivals League or the MPL. And, oh, by the way, that's dead after this year anyway. We talked about this last week. There's no information of what, if anything, is coming after. So I'm not surprised that people are moving on to other games to get that competitive itch. Because there's really no reason to play competitive Magic right now unless you're already in the MPL or the Rivals League. There really isn't.
Right.
There's no end game here. There's no goal to attain for. You're not going to get the shiny trophy. You're not going to get your face on their website. You're not going to get the big check for $30,000 because that doesn't exist right now. And I think that is one of the biggest mistakes that have happened over the last couple of years. But circling all the way back to Arena. I agree with the professor. Pioneer needs to come to Arena. They were talking about it. They were saying it was in development. It got pushed to the back burner, apparently for Alchemy. That needs to change. They need to get some staff on, focus in on Pioneer. Hey, maybe even make Pioneer Brawl. If Historic is going to be digital only, Alchemy cards, fine. Give us Pioneer. Right. Give us Pioneer Brawl. It's still not Commander. I don't think four-player Magic is ever coming to Arena. I think they'd have to rebuild the entire system for that. I don't think it's possible, which is a shame. But they need to get Pioneer another. They need to get at least another Eternal format onto Arena that uses the cards as they're printed. I think that is the ultimate way to solve this issue. If that's what they're working towards, they need to tell the community now because there are, like I said, there's some pitchforks and torches and angry mobs going on here, and it's very justified. And like I said, I can see why Alchemy is good. I can see the fun aspect of rebalancing cards or introducing digital-only cards. It doesn't interest me personally. I want to have the choice, like you were saying, of not being able to do that in a non-standard or non-draft limited format. I don't have that choice anymore. Ergo, I don't have a reason to log in right now.
Right.
Which sucks because I was having fun. And now I'm not.
You know, and that's kind of where we're at. I mean, on my hand, I'm a little worried that, Wizards is, the community and things like that. I want to see honest reaction. And it makes me feel like maybe I'm wrong and I've had to reassess how I feel. I feel how I feel. I do think that Historic is a problem. I think the economy overall is a problem. You either have to enable trading or you have to enable dusting. One of the two. If you don't, then you just should hand out wild cards. And the professor said it best. You should lead, or somebody else did. They're like, you should be liberal with wild cards. It costs you nothing. To be a little more liberal with the wild cards and being like, here, take, da 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 da.
Well, especially since the second they decide to turn off the servers, they lose nothing. Nobody can cash out of this.
Right.
You have no value in these cards.
And, well, it's not just that, but when you realize, too, that in this new set, there were, like, 8 uncommons, 3, mythics, and then the rest were rare. So even if you're constructing out of Alchemy using wild cards, you got to have rare wild cards.
Yeah, and you can't even draft the Alchemy sets.
You can't even draft.
So the only way to do it is to buy packs.
Yeah, it's shitty.
Yeah.
They need to fix it. They need to fix it now. But, I mean, that's kind of it. I call on the other content creators. If I fall on anybody's radar, all right, realize that, make sure that you address. Now, if you've been spoken to by Wizards, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I'm going to give you guys my opinion, but you know what? Wizards has talked to me about it and da-da-da-da. You know, be honest about it. Because it did. It seemed a little Pollyanna-ish. Somebody said it in our Discord last week. They were like, I just listened to this other podcast and holy cow. Like, they were like, let's see, where is it? Park. Park Mania. He's like, with a magic pro talking about alchemy. I don't know his accolades, but he lost credibility to me whenever he said, I haven't played paper magic in years and don't expect to ever again. So they brought in a pro that's been playing mainly Arena.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely something that could be a problem later. You know, I'd love for Wizards to give us the opportunity to preview cards, but not if it means I have to constantly be okay with everything they do. Because I'd rather be, you know, not be a shill. And I don't think that these other sites are. I love these podcasts I listen to. There's a reason I listen to them. But that, I mean, that's kind of on my mind. But let's go and move on to let's move on to combat.
Combat phase.
And then realize we don't have anything to fight over, so we'll go to main phase.
Main phase.
So main two here, we're gonna do a little bit of programming changes. We want to kind of give you guys an update on what's going on with the show. We're entering our fourth year. We're coming to the end of season three. We'll be at season four very soon. And with that comes a lot of a few changes. First of all, obviously, again, we had to move the call-in show from next Monday to 2 weeks from tonight. So please, I hope you guys can make that call-in show. We really want to have you on the air. I'd love to hear what you all think about alchemy. Like, I think that'll be one of the things we talk about. Also, though, I want to kind of give you guys an update. We've got some very exciting news. This is kind of what we were hinting about last week. And we're going to kind of tell you about it now. As you guys know, we kind of have this little Planeswalkers network that kind of came about because Cantrip Cartel wanted to come in with us. So that's great. Well, Aramis and I have been thinking about Commander Craft. And I'd like, you know, it's kind of been a division, quote unquote, of this podcast. And it's always going to stay that way. But I kind of don't want to limit it to just the Planeswalkers. So with that in mind, Commander Craft is going to kind of spinoff. Now, Aramis and I are still going to be the ones in charge. We're still going to be the hosts. But it's going to get its own website. It's going to get its own thing. Now, we're still going to use our patrons to take seats in the thing. Nothing's going to change there. It's just more of a, you know, I want to kind of prepare it for growth. That being said, what's kind of great is that we're very excited. We have a sponsor for Commander Craft. So another store came up to us and said, hey, I want to do something with you guys. So this show, this podcast is still Kerwin's podcast. But Commander Craft is now going to be sponsored by Flights 2. And so what does that mean? Well, that means next Wednesday night for – or not next Wednesday night, this Wednesday night.
This Wednesday night.
This Wednesday night, we will not be having – Commander Craft take place over Spell Table. We're very excited to announce where Aramis and I are actually going to be going into the store and doing the broadcast of Commander Craft from Flights 2 on Wednesday night. So that's very exciting for us. We're going to go in, and it's going to be an interesting technical marvel because he doesn't have a table set up yet, so we're going to kind of MacGyver a solution together for this week. You know, it's going to be kind of the test show. We may or may not, you know, get a whole game in before something breaks, but we're very excited about that. What does that mean for you guys? Well, we negotiated with this much similar to Kerwin's. We are going to have swag to give you guys. We're going to have more tournaments like our Winnabox tournament, only this one's going to be more winning things that are Commander staple tournament, like, you know, win a product tournament. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to call it. But and we're not going to be limited to Arena. Dave feels that we can use other programs. So we may do an event for Commander Craft in Cockatrice. Or, you know, MTGO. Or whatever. So we're very excited about that. It's going to kind of open things up a little bit. The Cantrip Cartel guys are getting, they're also, their show's also growing. They're at about 200, 300 downloads a week right now. So they're looking at some growth about when things are going to go. And we're very excited to help them through any of that as well. But yeah, we're, Commander Craft is exciting. This is going to be great. So nothing's going to really change on the podcast side here. We're still going to advertise Commander Craft just as we advertise the podcast over on Commander Craft. But Commander Craft is going to kind of become its own thing. We're just going to be the ones in charge of it. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Aramis?
I mean, the viewers won't really see too much of a change.
No.
It's basically, it's sort of like, not even like a rebranding, but it is
kind of a rebranding. Kinda. It's kind of taking the Commander Craft and making it its own. I mean, it's going to be Commander Craft, a part of the Planeswalkers network.
Yeah, the change is going to be mostly cosmetic. As far as functionality for you guys, like watching the show or participating in the show, there's not really going to be any change. So,
right,
it's more
our patrons are still going to be our patrons, and they still get first. You know,
it's more of a logistical change.
Yeah.
So it's all good stuff. I'm super excited about it. You know, the first show, like you said, is going to be on Wednesday night. We're each going to bring a selection of decks, maybe have the rule actual really good Rule Zero conversation, you know, not lock in the commanders we play before we actually start, you know?
So we're very excited about that. I hope you guys enjoy it too. It's going to open things up. So if you're local, okay, if you're, I think Vic's local. I think Apollo was like, I can be local. if you're local and you want to play with us on a Wednesday night, like I have no problem telling Dave, hey, look, this is one of my OG listeners and we want them at the table. This week, it's going to be me and Aramis. Dave's definitely sitting in with us. So then we're going to just grab another listener from his show because he already runs a Wednesday night cast or Wednesday night commander event. It's still going to be casual. We're not playing EDH, dear fracking Lord, no.
Well, we are playing EDH, just not CEDH.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're very excited for this. Dave has he's got an interesting style, and it's different than ours. He doesn't have a web presence. So it's not like we could sit there and say, hey, go to his store and buy stuff. But you got to see his store. If you ever come to the Albany, New York area, first of all, you have to tell us. His store is definitely something you want to, like, if you've never seen a Black Lotus in person, like, it's a beautiful thing. So, very excited. And again, that, you know, Kerwin's is still our main store for this podcast. They are, and it's still our game store. Like, Aramis and I like to play there. And as soon as we, you know, feel a lot more comfortable going to a Friday Night Magic, we're gonna do that. So,
yep.
But definitely very excited for this, for this event. So, I mean, Aramis, what do you think?
Like I said, I'm stoked to be able to play in person Magic.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said too, you know, Friday nights, once things are back to, I mean, I was starting to think about going back there soon, but now that the mask mandate's back in New York, it's like, well, I guess I'm waiting for a few more weeks.
Yeah. Cause he's going the other way. Dave's going to basically, we won't be masked up Friday. Cause he's like, look, if you're not vaccinated, you're not in the store, period. I'm like, okay, that's certainly another way to go.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with, I would have been okay if he said, you know, if you're not vaccinated, you wear a mask or, you know, something along those lines. But he took the hard line, and that's okay. He wants to keep his customer base safe. You know, he's it's not against anybody who hasn't gotten the vaccination. Just says, listen, I just want to make sure people are as safe as they possibly can be. If you're 100% vaccinated, you're welcome. If not, get your shot.
So. We're very excited about this, so that's kind of it. Again, don't forget, though, next week's call-in show is now 2 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of our main two stuff, though, just the programming changes. Be on the lookout. I'm actually putting a website together for PlanestalkersNetwork.com, and I think I've got, you know what, let me see if it's still available. We used to have a website for, what do you call it?
For Commander Craft?
We used to have a website for Commander Craft, you know, when it was when it was being used before, and we kind of let it go because, see if I can get it back. Holy shite. Somebody took it. No kidding. Ha!
Commander Craft MTG is gone. Whoa. CommanderMTG.com is available, though?
Not anymore.
That's a really good. We're going to have to look at this later. But that's kind of where we're at right now. So let's go ahead and get into Endstep, and we'll start backing ourselves out. And we're right at the 54-minute mark. Endstep. All right, so as Aramis and I are rolling up our playmats and putting our cards back in the boxes and taking the pizza boxes over to the garbage can, because damn it, your mother still does not work in this game store. We want to remind you that we have a Twitch channel where we stream all sorts of content. Look up the Planestalkers podcast channel on Twitch, and there you'll see all the shows we do on both Magic and other geeky games. You can also follow me on Twitch at Mindcrime73, where I've started playing DC Universe Online pretty regularly there, as well as Minecraft. My gosh, Backcraft is going crazy. So check it out there.
If you'd rather interact with us in a more real-time fashion, you can join our Discord. That is, you can find it, discord.planestalkerspodcast.com. Very active community, especially during our Winnabox tournaments. You have to be a member of the Discord to join. You can talk to us during the shows, during our broadcasts of Commander Craft and the Planestalkers podcast. There's, you know, we have a live chat channel. You can join in and talk with us live if you want to. Like I said, a lot of people there are also just willing to talk, pick up a game, whatever you want. If Twitter is more your speed, you can find us. We'll tweet about, you know, if we're going live or if something really big happens, we want to talk about it. Go to Twitter and look up at PlanestalkerPod.
And my personal Twitter is at WR Benson. And, of course, you can always follow us on Facebook. Just go to Facebook.com/Planestalker. Like and follow the page there. That's Planestalker without the S at the end. And don't forget, too, we also have our Playcast on Wednesdays where we play Paper Commander live. Tune in for Commander Craft live Wednesday night. This week, again, big time live. Mm-hmm. Right around 7 Eastern. We'll probably go live a little early to do some testing, but it'll be on this channel here.
Yep. And finally, if you want to send us some emails, there's 3 different email addresses you can use to get in touch with us. The first one, podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com, will be able to be read by both of us. You send us an email about maybe an idea for the show, just a regular comment, maybe a deck idea or a question. We'll read your email on air. If you want to email one of us directly, you can email Will. His address is will@planestalkerspodcast.com. If you want to email me directly, the address is aramis@planestalkerspodcast.com.
All right, and on that note, we want to thank you again for listening to us tonight, hanging out with us, or listening to us in your car. We will be back next Monday with our year in review show, as well as all sorts of other fun stuff. So don't miss that. We'll be back Wednesday for Commander Craft. Don't miss that. Don't forget to check out Cantrip Cartel at anchor.fm/Cantrip Cartel. But for Aramis Perez, this is Will Benson saying thank you for listening. Thank you for being fans of the show and reminding you to keep some of your mana untapped, because you never know when you'll need it. Take care and have a great week. Bye-bye.